The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time now for high school soccer. From West Holmes, here is Matt Croy.
Hey, Michael, good evening. West Holmes comes in with a record of 1-4 on the year, playing host to the Coshocton Redskins with a record of 0-5-1. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with West Holmes head soccer coach Josh Wingard on the pregame show on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rody's IGA. Get Wild Wonders Tomato Medley, buy one, get one free, along with Mayfield Ice Cream, Green Giant Frozen Vegetables, Oscar Mayer Bologna, French's Mustard, Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad, and Purex Liquid Detergent, all buy one, get one free. They also have USDA-inspected bone-in pork sirloin roast for $1.99 a pound, and USDA Choice Bottom Round Roast for $4.98 a pound. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating their 90th year anniversary.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau wish the players, coaches, and families the best of luck.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
It's time now for Before the Kick, brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Summertime is here, and so is your ultimate truck connection. Hi, this is Deke Miller from Village Motors in Millersburg, where we bring you the best deals on Ford F-150 and Ram trucks. But that's not all. Village Motors is also your commercial vehicle headquarters. Need a ProMaster van for your business? We've got you covered. Looking for a cab and chassis or a commercial truck? We've got those too. At Village Motors, we understand that your business needs the right tools to thrive. That's why we offer a wide range of commercial vehicles to suit your specific needs. Stop by and see us on Worcester Road in Millersburg or on the web at villagemotorsinc.com.
Alongside West Hills boys soccer coach Josh Winger, a record of 1-4 on the year as he gets into this home matchup tonight against Coshocton team here. And Josh, that one win, a win over Massillon, 4-2. Talk about how that game kind of played out.
That game, we went to Massillon. That's been a contest for us. We played them the last 2 years. It was close a couple years ago. Last year, they beat us pretty handily. So we felt really fortunate to go up there and get the first win of the season. We pretty much controlled the tempo of that whole game. We went out and possessed the ball well against them. And you know, after having a couple losses to start the season, it was good to get that first win under our belt. We've had a couple losses since then. So we're hoping to replicate that winning feeling again here tonight at home against Coshocton.
As you mentioned, that on your home field against the Coshocton team, also a team, kind of younger team coming in here. What are you expecting to see from the Redskins?
I think, you know, they're going to be hungry. I know they're looking for, they've had a tie, but they're looking for their first victory of the season. And they're probably, you know, looking at us going, hey, this is a good one for us to go get. So I think it's going to be very competitive tonight. I think it's going to be... I think we're going to match up well with each other. I think it'll be a good back and forth game, and you know it might be a close one. You know, it might come down to the very end on kind of who wants it more.
Should be a fun one here as the game plays out. No question about that. He mentioned it comes down to who wants it more. Other than that, what's it going to take to get a win in a game like this tonight?
Well, we kill ourselves with more. With small mistakes, you know, unforced turnovers, bad touches, bad passes, and you know, those are the things that we need to focus on to get better against the Worcesters and the Lexingtons that are on our schedule. And if we don't do those small things better against an opponent like Coshocton, we're going to hurt ourselves still even more. So it's you know, let's quit stepping on our own toes. Let's do the little things the right way, and then the bigger things can happen.
And try and get off to that good start, always key, right, for any game you play.
Yeah, you always like to, you know, of course, try to get on the board first. You know, keep the opponent down. You know, you get that first one, work hard for the second one, get that insurance one, and then, you know, wherever it goes from there.
All right, Josh, well, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of the West Hills Knights head soccer coach, Josh Wingard.
Before the Kick has been brought to you by Village Motor of Millersburg.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. We're online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost 3 decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler has a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
Hit the ground running at Buckeye Career Center's Biddy Cross Country Race Thursday, September 5th at Buckeye Career Center. This free event is open to boys and girls grades pre-K through 6 and features a course around our campus built by our students. Bring the family to Buckeye Career Center September 5th at 5 p.m. for food, music, inflatables, and educational displays for free. Each participant receives a medal and trophies will be awarded to teams in each age group. Register today at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Last season, West Olds went 3-15 on the year. They lost their only tournament game to John Glenn, 10-0. While Coushatta last year went 8-9-1. They lost in their second tournament game, going down the Tuskegee Valley in overtime by the score of 4-3. And last season's matchup, West Olds fell to Coushatta, and Coushatta defeated West Olds last year by the score of 7-1. So far this season, West Olds out to a 1-4 start with losses of an 8-0 loss at home to Tuslaw, 12-0 loss at Mansfield Senior, their lone win, a 4-2 victory that came at Maslin, and then lost 15-0 at Lexington in a 13-0 loss at home to Worcester. West holds that record of 1-4. And for Coushatta, a record of 0-5-1, they lost 2-1, a home loss to Philo, a 5-0 loss at John Glenn, a 2-2 tie that came to Marion Harding on the road, 4-0 loss that was at Lancaster, and a 9-0 loss at Riverview. It lost 2-0 in their last game in a loss at home to West Buckingham. Again, Coushatta, a record of 0-5-1. West Holmes comes in with a record of 1-4 on the season. We'll take a break, come back with more here on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for August is Mexican Street Corn Pizza.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bathroom at 609 South Washington Street in Millersburg. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small, enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean, full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Taking a look at tonight's starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting Coshocton Redskins. Starting at goalkeeper tonight will be junior Cade Bilo. Also starting for the Redskins, freshman Colton Mathias, along with junior Parker Loomis, freshman Peyton Underwood, and junior Logan Laney, sophomore Gavin Albertson, along with freshman Grant Hartsock, senior Caden Canfield, and junior J.G. Herman, junior Grayson Searles, and junior Skylar Howe. Coshocton a record of 0-5-1, and they're coached by Connor Roerig. And for West Holm, starting for them this evening, at goalkeeper, sophomore Jordan Gerber. Also starting will be freshman fullback Caleb White, freshman forward Jimmy Wingard, and freshman fullback Austin Miller. Senior fullback in Carson Barhart, and freshman fullback in Ethan Ramsire, freshman halfback Oliver Hiller, and junior wing Miles Malash, senior wing Sammy Latouf, and senior halfback Alex Pringle, along with sophomore halfback, and that is Garrett Oberst. West Holmes a record of 1-4 on the year, and they're coached by Josh Wingard. And, of course, for the Knights, they'll be playing in their next matchup Saturday at Union Local. For Coshocton, they'll play on Monday, and it'll be a home game against Bishop Rosecrans. And for WKLM, our next soccer broadcast will be next Tuesday, a doubleheader of soccer with a boys and girls soccer, Tuskegee Valley at Highland. And you can check out our broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this on WKLM.
The Board of Education Superintendent.
The Labor Day Big Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and now through September 10th, take advantage of manufacturer discounts on your favorite appliance brands, including General Electric, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. See the latest distinctive features of the GE Cafe line and get up to a $3,000 package rebate through the end of the year. Qualified buyers get 0% interest on your purchase through September 2025. So hurry into Millersburg Electric today during the Labor Day Big Sale or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Roadie's IGA. Get selected Lay's chips, buy one, get one free. Along with 16-ounce thick original daily smoked bacon, 16-ounce roll mid or hot Tennessee pride sausage, selected Cheerios cereal, Chobani yogurt, and Cozy Shack pudding, all buy one, get one free. They also have USDA-inspected bone-in pork loin chops for $2.98 a pound, and Gerber's boneless chicken thighs or drumsticks for $1.90 a pound. That's Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating their 90th year anniversary.
Summertime is here, and so is your ultimate truck connection. Hi, this is Deke Miller from Village Motors in Millersburg, where we bring you the best deals on Ford F-150 and Ram trucks. But that's not all. Village Motors is also your commercial vehicle headquarters. Need a ProMaster van for your business? We've got you covered. Looking for a cab and chassis or a commercial truck? We've got those too. At Village Motors, we understand that your business needs the right tools to thrive. That's why we offer a wide range of commercial vehicles to suit your specific needs. Stop by and see us on Worcester Road in Millersburg or on the web at villagemotorsinc.com.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Tonight's National Anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. Matt Coy alongside with you. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Again, West Holmes playing host to Coshocton in boys high school soccer tonight here at West Holmes. We'll take another break. Come back with the opening kick right after this on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Just about ready to get things underway here from West Holmes for the Knights wearing their blue jerseys and blue shorts and blue socks and also red and white trim. For Coshocton wearing their white jerseys and also their black numerals and red shorts and white socks as well. Again, McRoy alongside with you as we get things underway here for boys high school soccer from West Holmes. And West Holmes does have the one win this year, Coshocton a one tie, but still searching for the first win. As Josh Winger mentioned, this is a game on our schedule we're looking at that our guys feel like we have a chance to win, but we know Coshocton, they're looking at it the same way. So both teams go into this game feeling like this is a winnable game and should be an interesting matchup here tonight here for this Coshocton and West Holmes boys soccer contest. Anything's here at the midfield circle area as we get things started. When they get things underway, the first kick for Coshocton. As they get things situated here. And there is the whistle. And we are underway here with the kick. Into the offensive end for the Redskins, Peyton Underwood. We're working down to the far sideline. And works it back to that far end. Coshocton has it going defensively from that, or offensively, I should say, from that right side, going right to left as the ball is knocked across the midfield line.
Now it's a constructed offensive end. That kick rolls inside the box. Goes near the goal line area. And they're going to roll across the goal line. A little too strong here for Logan Laney, who couldn't quite track it down. And it'll be a goal kick now for West Holmes. Kick will be sent away. There's a header back near midfield. Off the foot now of Garrett Oberst. Bounces it near side of midfield. And stolen away by Gavin Albertson for Coshocton. His pass down to Peyton Underwood. Rolls it back into the midfield circle. Redskins have it offensively. That pass rolls inside the box. Trying to get a cross connection on that right wing. But knocked away by goalkeeper and Jordan Gerber. Ball pounded away. Goes rolling across the goal line. Another goal kick for West Holmes. So Coshocton's had it on their offensive end a couple of times here early on in this contest. No score so far, just into this one. As West Holmes with the kick. And bounded near that midfield line, near sideline, and we chased after by the Knights over to Sammy Latouf. Gets a pass off over to Miles Malash. Deflected off the foot of Logan Laney, and it'll be across the touch. West Holmes is going to have this throw. Malash lobs it in near side, bounces right across the touch on that throw. So Coshocton will now throw it. Gavin Albertson gets a short throw off and bounces it to the middle portion of the field. It'll be cut off by Caleb White. Tracked down by Matthias, who works it inside the box for Coshocton offensively. That cross deflected across the goal line will be off of the Knights. And Coshocton is going to have themselves a corner kick. So corner kick for the Redskins. So the lineup for this near side of the field for the corner kick. And goes off the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber, who deflects it away, but it bounces across the goal line. And it'll be another corner kick from the same spot as a result. So another Coshocton player was near that net, but off the hands of Gerber. Another corner kick lobbed up in the air. Takes a bounce, knocked down, and be into the back of the net. That's going to be a goal.
Goal, Coshocton.
So the Redskins in the midst of just a whole bunch of white shirts, no clue as to who was able to get that goal. So Coshocton does get the goal. They take a 1-0 lead with 37-16 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Back after this on WKLM.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Play back and away as Coshocton gets the first goal of the game after the corner kick. A 1-0 lead. Redskins have it on the offensive end on the right wing. Here's the kick lobbed high in the air. Goes sailing to the near side of the field. Goes over the goal line. Another goal kick now for West Holmes. So again, Coshocton certainly has been offensive-minded so far early in this game. This will be West Holmes' third goal kick. And Redskins, of course, had that one shot on goal being a goal here in this contest, up 1-0. Ball sent away on the kick, low line and kick knocked down by Oberst. Off the foot now, Coshocton's Parker Loomis. Deflected back near the midfield circle. Oberst will get a foot on that ball. Rolls his pass to the far side. Off the foot now of Coshocton's Skyler Howell. Back into the Coshocton offensive end. Deflected back to the far sideline by Austin Miller to the far end. Goes bouncing across that touch. And Coshocton's going to have this thrown. Lobbed in down the far side of the field. Back on the right wing. And cut off by Miller. Rolls inside the box. Strong kick goes pounded across the goal line. And it'll be a goal kick again for West Holmes.
Come on,
Knights! So fourth goal kick already for the Knights. So again, lining this kick up, Jimmy Winger, the freshman for the Knights. Low lining kick, bounces it, and it'll be a handball called on the kick to the middle portion of the field off of West Holmes's that time. That'll be indirect kick for Coshocton. Midway between the midfield circle and the top of the box. And here's the kick. Lowland kick near the net. Going to be top half of the net. That's going to be a goal.
Coshocton.
And Coshocton is taking a 2-0 lead with 35-11 to play in the first half. This is boys high school soccer on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Coshocton has taken a 2-0 lead as play resumes here. It'll be in the Coshocton offensive end. And centering pass, going to be a whistle blown. Going to be a direct kick here for West Holmes. This will be their first. Ball sent away on the kick. It goes a lob kick down the far side of the field, knocked down. Back inside the circle, there's the header. Ricochets off the leg of Austin Miller. Battling for that ball. Ball rolls near that midfield line. There's the steal. Coshocton has it inside the circle. Sent away on the kick by Oberst. And West Holmes tries to control it. Oberst works it on the lob kick into the West Holmes offensive end. That rolls inside the box. Nobody else around that ball from West Holmes and scooped up easily on their other end for Coshocton. Redskins will have this goal kick. Or should they punt? I should say we sent away on the punt by the Redskins back near the midfield circle. Knocked down. Goes off the foot of Coshocton's Parker Loomis. Knocked away. Oberst has the foot on that ball. Lobs it back to the far end. Back in the left wing. Back to the far side corner. And trying to knock it across that touch. It will be off of Coshocton. West Holmes will have this throw right before it went across the goal line. Ethan Ramsey with the throw. Rolls it near the box to Latouf. Knocked away across the goal line. And that's going to be off of who? Be off of Coshocton. And this will be a corner kick for West Holmes. This will be their first corner kick of the game. Kicks it away in front of the net and takes a bounce. That kick deflected back near the top of the box. Rolls near the net and they're kicked by Latouf. Knocked down and sent away finally by Logan Laney, who gets it out of there. West Holmes had an opportunity right there. But it bounces inside that midfield circle, so it'll go the other direction now. Ball knocked to the far side and goes rolling across that touchline. It'll be a throw in for Coshocton. Who's number five for us? Ball rolls near the midfield line area. I didn't think so either, but I saw somebody with number five, and I'm seeing that wrong. Here's the kick back inside the circle, which I could be. Logan Laney has it offensively for Coshocton. Breaks free, but too free, because that's going to be an offsides call. So, incorrect kick now for West Holmes. Carson Bernhardt, okay. Bernhardt, instead of number seven, we're number five. We got somebody from Coshocton wearing a different number, and West Holmes as well, so we'll get things straight here. And it'll be West Holmes with it into the offensive end. That kick now by Oliver Hiller, deflected across that touch. West Holmes going to have the throw midway into their offensive end. Lobbed in over the head of Latouf, rolls near the goal line area. Latouf tries to keep it in play, can't quite do so, and that will roll across the goal line and can't quite turn the corner, so this will be a goal kick for Coshocton, their first of the first half. Right now, scoreless game with just under 32 minutes to play. I should say a 2-0 lead for Coshocton, I should say, with the Redskins able to get on board twice so far within the first 10 minutes. And the Redskins have this early 2-0 advantage. Ball sent away in the low line and kick knocked down. Oberst has it, works near the top of the box. In traffic, his shot could go high and wide to the right. Good shot opportunity that time for the Knights. Their second shot on goal. There'll be a goal kick now for Coshocton. 2-0 Redskins. And the goal kick sent away. Rolls near the midfield line. Chased down by Austin Miller defensively, knocked away by Coshocton down the far sideline. Ball finally knocked across that touch. That'll be off of the Knights. And Caleb White. Ball back near that right wing area. Near the top of the box, that kick inside the box off the foot of Coshocton's Parker Loomis, knocked down into the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. So the Knights will have it. Again, that 2-0 Coshocton advantage. Rolling pass to the far side. As West Holmes will work it upfield now across the midfield line. Trying to keep that ball in play. Finally goes across the touch. With it for West Holmes was Ethan Ramsayer, but it'll be off at Coshocton. Knights will have this throw in midway into their offensive end. Short throw, knocked a long kick near inside the box, and be scooped up by the Redskins. And that long kick by Oberst, and now the punt will be sent away. Goes off the leg of a leaping Oliver Hiller. Rolls it to the far end. Skyler Howell trying to check down the ball, but it rolls across the touch. And now West Holmes will have the throw. And a short throw goes near side. Knocked away in a lob kick across midfield. Goes bouncing to the opposite side of the field. Chased down by Jordan Gerber. He'll stop it. Gerber's kick rolls to the far end. And West Holmes will have it on that far side of the field. They'll work it offensively. That kick across the field line finally rolls across that touch. And it'll be a throw-in here for the Redskins. So the throw-in here for Coshocton is going to be Skyler Howell right at midfield. Just under 30 minutes to play first half, 2-0 Coshocton so far. Yeah, throw-in going to be quick whistle. And West Holmes will have this free kick, their second of the first half. Lob kick down the far sideline. There's the kick into the West Holmes offensive end. Double team, kind of some whistle blown on the double team as Ramsay was going after that ball inside the box. He went down. I think I'm going to call this whistle just outside the box, though. So West Holmes will have a direct kick just outside of the box. This will be the third direct kick. And again, with this kick, he'll line it up here with Alex Pringle. Pringle with the kick, lobs it near the net, going to be just over the goalposts. And it will be a goal kick for Coshocton, their third. Matt Cray alongside Scott Miller for tonight's broadcast here. 28 minutes to go. And Coshocton able to get things going early on in the scheme with the two goals. And obviously West Holmes trying to stay in this thing early on. I mean, set to do this goal kick for Coshocton. Here's the kick. Low-lying kick, takes a bounce near that midfield line area, and Coshocton will keep it in play. Ball lobbed inside the box, takes a bounce to Logan Laney. There's a header, can't quite connect with it, and it goes bouncing across the goal line. And this will be the fifth goal kick for West Holmes here in this first half of play. We can kind of see early on, Coshocton was being much more offensive-minded to start this game. As you just kind of came in here, Scott, you saw where West Holmes had an attack that last time. So the Knights trying to get a little more offensive-minded as they're down now 2-0 in this first half. That ball rolls near side middle of the field. Oberst with the kick. Now a lob kick across midfield. Chased down by Sammy Latouf into the offensive end. Latouf has it for West Holmes. Knocked away from him, goes across that touch. And a throw-in now for the Knights. 27 minutes and counting, first half, 2-0 Coshocton. Oberst will have this throw about 10 yards shy of that near side corner on the Knights' offensive end. Love inside the box, takes a bounce. It's sent out of there by Coshocton's J.J. Herman. Knocked high in the air, goes sailing across the midfield line. Takes a bounce. Knocked over the head of Gerber. And rolls near the goal line, but wide right and across the goal line. So Gerber came outside of the box from an aggressive play, went over his head, but goes across the goal line, and this will be, I believe, a goal kick for West Holmes.
Yeah, West Holmes just 2 years removed from a year where they were struggling just to get enough players, and with a combination of some senior leadership as well as some new younger players. You know, it has been tough so far this season, but, you know, the effort is certainly there for West Holmes.
Well, you look through this roster, too, a lot of freshmen through here, so some freshmen that, you know, had success in the lower grades and some other talent coming up here. So, yeah, maybe you have to take your lumps a little bit, but they feel like The program is progressing forward here, and we'll see some wins here as we go forward to the season in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and West Holmes is, their middle school program has done a nice job as well.
There's a cross by Latouf, bounces to the far side of the field. Hoberst gets to it. Here rolls his pass now high on the left side. Over to Pringle. Pringle's kick near the top of the box. Cut off, however, by Herman. Takes the bounce. And back on the right side. Knocked down. And rolling that kick here near the midfield circle at the foot of Coshocton's Parker Loomis. Tolan back away by the Knights. Here's that kick by Winger. Knocked the other way by Logan Laney for Coshocton. Inside the midfield circle, Caleb White will knock it back to the near sideline. That bounces across the touch, and now Coshocton's going to have this throw. 25 minutes to play, first half. Knocked down, pounded across the touch by Logan Laney. And West Holmes, I believe, will have this throw.
Miles Malosh on the throw-in.
Junior wing. Lobs it near sideline, knocked down. Across the touch off the foot of Colton Mathias. Throwing into Oberst. Bounces it near side. Sent away on the kick. Lob kick can be knocked down off the foot of Jimmy Winger. Back inside the circle. Keith Bylaw with the kick down to the offensive end. Chased down offensively. Here's the kick over to Skylar Howell high on the right side. Has a knockdown. Howell still has it. Controls the right wing. That kick near the net. Takes a bounce left side to Logan Laney along the goal line. Laney stops it. His kick knocked down by Gerber. Battling for, there's the kick again. Goes into the right corner of the net. That's going to be a goal for Coshocton. Comes with 24:03 to play in the first half. 3-0 Coshocton lead. This is boys high school soccer on WKLM.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost 3 decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler has a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Nothing Coshocton with the advantage. Another goal by the Redskins. And ball knocked across that touch. And it will be a throw-in for Coshocton. Short throw-in is over to Colton Mathias. Taken away by Garrett Herbers for West Holmes. Into the offensive end. Off to the races now, Jimmy Winger. Near the top of the box, Winger's lob kick goes a bit wide to the right. And across the goal line, Winger, again, just the freshman here, looking to push things there offensively for West Holmes. And that may have been deflected. And I think going to give West Holmes a corner kick. This will be their second corner kick of the evening. Hickson away. Inside the box, knocked down. That kick can go in the hands of Coshocton goalkeeper. Another shot and goal for West Holmes, their third, but that's the second keeper save for the Redskins. Ball punted away near sideline. Coshocton gives chase after offensively. There's some contact going after that ball. Go crashing in there for West Holmes' Miles Malash. And I believe it will be a direct kick for Coshocton. Be there first. 22.5 to play first half. 3-0 Redskins. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. And the kick. Pound it near the neck and be in the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber off the bounce. Went right for it. Charging into the ball also Colton Mathias. But in the hands of Gerber instead. Ball ricochets far sideline. Kept in play by Skylar Howell. Lobbed high in the air off the foot of J.J. Herman. Now back near the midfield line. Takes the bounce. And that kick by Loomis to the far end. Back to Howell. And now Coshocton has him to the offensive end. That pass right wing goes to Peyton Underwood. Underwood near the goal line has it stolen.
Nice job by the Knight defender.
Caleb White, in fact, who got that steal. Now knocked away across that goal line once again. And that's going to result in a goal kick. So goal kick for West Holmes will be their seventh already in the first half.
The number 15, Jet Ironholt, coming in for the Redskins.
Jimmy Wingert will have the goal kick, lobs it up in the air. Off the foot of Underwood, who knocks it to the far sideline. That's going to bounce across the touch. So that'll give West Holmes a throw-in. Down 3-0. Under 21 minutes to play in the first half. Ball knocked up in the air, knocked down. West Holmes with it offensively. There's a kick. Strong kick near the net. Going to be out the hands of goalkeeper. And they'll corral it on that long shot by Oberst. A good opportunity.
Very good opportunity for Oberst and the Knights.
That keeps it 3-0. Again, a couple of shots here for West Holmes in this first half. And good stops by the Redskins here to keep West Holmes scoreless. And it will be a throw-in here for the Redskins. Gavin Albertson lobs it in. Here's the kick near side of the field. And the pass off left wing. Now to Peyton Underwood inside the box. That kick going to be in the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Punted away by Gerber inside the circle. There's the header. Knocked up in the air by Obers. Lob kick back to the far side. Knocked down. Here's the steal. And Herman works it across midfield, across the touch. And a throw in here for West Holmes. Obers with the throw. He'll get it over to Oliver Hiller. Hiller works it inside the circle. His pass right wing over to Sammy Latouf. Double team reflected near sideline. Gets over to Miles Malash. Knocked away from him across midfield. Caleb White gets to it defensively. That pass now over to Oliver Hiller. He has it stolen away by Gavin Albertson. Back inside the circle with Jimmy Winger. Cut off by Parker Loomis. Gets the pass off. 19-15 and counting, first half. 3-0 Coshocton. She's down defensively by Caleb White. White gets to it. Gets a foot on that ball. Intercepted by the Redskins. Long kick again inside the box. He'll find the center of the net on the long kick. And Coshocton again with the goal with 19:04 to play, first half. 4-0 Coshocton. This is boys high school soccer on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
4-0 advantage for Coshocton. I believe a goal by Kane Bylaw would be his third goal of the first half. And Coshocton has cashed in here on their goal opportunity. And West Holmes has had some chances here. Scott just able to cash in, give Coshocton some credit on that. But the Redskins, they made the most of their opportunities.
Yeah, and West Holmes tends to get a little bit out of shape on the defensive end. And Coshocton's doing a good job of just kicking the ball kind of over top and not being afraid to take a shot from long distance. Almost field goal distance.
Way back and away. Here's the kick. Sent away on the kick by Coshocton defensively. Grayson Searles back in the side of the circle. Knocked the other way by Bylaw. Rolls to the opposite side of the field. Scooped up by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. 18 and a half to play. We're in the first half. 4-0 Coshocton. Ball knocked across that touch. Throw in for the Knights. Over to Sammy Latouf. Battles for that ball. Off the foot now of Miles Balash. Knocked high in the air in the kick by Grayson Searles and across the touch. West Holmes going to have this throw him. Balash logs it now near sideline. Latouf goes off the foot now of Alex Pringle. Works it down to the right wing. Pringle to that near side corner. Knocked away from him by J.J. Herman across the touch. West Holmes will have the throw right near that corner. 18 minutes to play, first half. And the throw in inside the box. Here's the kick. Sent away by Coshocton and Keaton Canfield. He'll get it out of there. That'll go across the touchline. So West Holmes going to have this throw about midway into their offensive end on the far side of the field, trailing 4-0. Short throw. Gets over to Jimmy Winger. Winger works it Lobs it near the top of the box off the foot of Herman, who is going high in the air, knocked down. Rolls back near the goalkeeper. He'll scoop it up. Ball punted away. Seals it inside the circle. Knocked down by Peyton Underwood. Cut off by Oliver Hiller for the Knights. There's the kick by Winger. Knocked in the direction by Grayson Searles. Lob kick. Knocked down this time by Miles Balash. Goes near side across that touch. Coshocton will have the throw with under 17 minutes to play in the first half.
Substitution entering the game for Coshocton. That's number 10, Logan Lana.
Logan Laney checking in. And out is going to be Underwood. Here's the throw. Knocked down by Bylaw. Ian controls it. His kick intercepted by Miles Balash. Ball patted to the West Coles offensive end. Latouf going after that ball, along with Herman. Herman steps in front of him, though. Herman goes down. Some contact by Latouf trying to steal the back away, but he runs into him. It'll be a direct kick now for Coshocton. This will be their second. Ball sent away on the kick. Takes the bounce. Coshocton has it. Strong kick into the Coshocton offensive end, but nobody else around it besides Jordan Gerber, who will corral it easily near the top of the box before Laney got there. He'll wing a pass. A couple bounces here. Knocked down by Wingard. Wingard has it knocked away from him by Parker Loomis. Leaping header knocked down again. Wingard gets a foot on that ball. Loomis off of his leg. Knocked up in the air on the kick now by Austin Miller. Over to Simi Latouf. Back to Oberst. Lobs it back to Latouf into the offensive end. He'll work it around Gavin Alberson. Centering pass will be intercepted by Loomis. Works it near side of the field. Ball deflected off the foot of Latouf and across the touch. Throw in now for the Redskins. 15:09 to play. First half, 4-0 Coshocton. Alberson, a short throw off to Loomis. Near side, the kick by Alberson goes sailing down the near sideline. And meeting the ball, Jordan Gerber, the goalkeeper, comes down away from the box to get to that. And his centering pass will be intercepted by Loomis. Knocked up in the air on the kick by Swinehart and chased down by Ober. Some contact. No whistle. He'll get the steal and gets the pass off. Into the offensive end. Here's Alex Pringle. Back in the right wing, Latouf going after the ball. Knocked away by Gavin Alberson.
Nice little counterattack by West Holmes that time. Coshocton has been doing a great job on the midfield, trying to get that ball over that last line of defenders for West Holmes, and West Holmes just did that to Coshocton.
And checking back in for West Holmes, Carson Barnhart, replacing Miles Balash. This will be a throw-in right at that flag. Throw in inside the box. And a kick into the hands of the goalkeeper. Knocks it down. He'll scoop it up.
Dang it.
Another shot on goal for the Knights. This will be their fifth. Fourth keeper save for the Redskins. That's been a big difference. Ball bounces on the other end. Rolls near midfield. Over to Matthias. Lobs near the top of the box. Laney going for that ball. Off the foot now of Oliver Hiller instead. So whistle blown, though, inside that box. It'll be free kick for Coshocton, or for West Holmes, excuse me. So the Knights will have this. Line it up on their defensive end. Kaiden Porter, sophomore halfback, with the kick. Lobs on the air, kicks the bounce near the midfield line. Goes across the touch, and it'll be a throw-in for Coshocton. Now 13 minutes to play, first half. 4-0 Redskins.
It's like number 24, junior Skyler Howell. Junior midfielder coming in. Substitution.
Jet Aaron Holt, the freshman, checks out. Here's the throw-in. Knocked high in the air by Bylaw. And Oberst will knock the other direction. There's a header. Takes the bounce. Working that ball, Pringle into the offensive end on the left wing. Centering pass back to Winger. Oberst with the lob kick over to Latouf near the top of the box. Off the foot now of Grayson Searles. Over to Skylar Howell, who rolls it across midfield. Here's the kick knocked across the touch by Austin Miller defensively. It'll be a throw-in for Coshocton. So Laney will throw it in here. After Underwood checks back in, actually he'll replace Laney. So back in for Coshocton. Peyton Underwood, the freshman, replaces Logan Laney and throw it instead for Gavin Alberson for the Redskins. Midway into their offensive end. Allison with the short throw. Over to Skylar Howe. Back to the steal by the Knights back in the near sideline. Oberst gets the foot on that ball. Now we're to Oliver Hiller. Taken away by Mathias. Mathias has it near side. His pass knocked high in the other direction across the midfield line by Carson Barnhart. Knocked down by Searles. Knocks into midfield. Intercepted by Oberst. Oberst works it. Lobs it to Pringle inside the box. A little bit too strong, though. Stepping in front of it defensively, Caden Canfield, who knocks it out of there. That goes bouncing across the touch in the 11 minutes to play now in the first half. Ball thrown in to Latouf. Works it high on the left. He was across that touch. So Coshocton's going to have this throw. Caden Canfield, the senior. Leaping header by Latouf back to Canfield. Backs it up. Latouf got a foot on that ball. Steps in front of it. That goes deflecting across the touchline. Coshocton again going to have this throw in. Coshocton came in at 0-5-1. West Old was at 1-4. But the Redskins had this 4-0 lead. Ball thrown in. Kick bounces near midfield. Intercepted by Hiller. Works it down the far side. Back to Latouf. To Jimmy Winger. Back to Latouf left wing. Knocked the other way by J.J. Herman. Inside the circle. Knocked high in the air by Austin Miller. Takes a bounce. Going after that, Parker Loomis. And the whistle is going to be blown. I'm going to call that on Loomis, it looks like. And direct kick for West Holmes, their fourth.
10 minutes. 10 minutes till halftime.
Place that ball midway between the midfield circle and the top of the box. Oberst has the kick. Lobs it high near the net. Going to be ceiling just over the top of the net.
Come on,
and it will be a goal kick for Coshocton. Went for the long opportunity there. But this will be the fourth goal kick for the Redskins. Herman will line this kick up. Herman with the kick. Knocked down by West Holmes' Ethan Ramsire. Knocked away back near the circle. And getting after it for West Holmes was Austin Miller. Knocked across the touch by Miller. Be a throw-in for Coshocton. Laney with the throw. Pass Miller. Rolls inside the box. And a diving grab by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. The Gerber, the sophomore. With 8:50 and counting, first half, he'll punt it away. Sails it near midfield. Takes the bounce past Laney. Latouf gets a foot on that ball. Rolling, works it down the far sideline. Down the left wing. Latouf backs it up. That kick near the net. Goes on a whistle blown, I believe.
It's got to be an offside. Offsides. Yeah, I think Pringle might have been just inside of that last defender for Coshocton between he and the goalkeeper. So we got the offside call here in the West Holmes offensive end.
So Coshocton has the indirect kick. And the kick off the foot of Latouf rolls it inside the box again and finally scooped up by the Redskins. Punted away near the midfield line. Takes a bounce. Pass Mathias. Logan Laney with a strong kick. Bounces inside the box, but again grabbed off the bounce by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Gerber wings the pass. Bounces it near midfield off the foot of Parker Loomis. Miller with the kick for the Knights inside the circle. Back to Grayson Searles, who pounces the other way. Intercepted by Oliver Hiller. Now to Oberst. He works it offensively near the top of the box. That kick near the net going to be scooped up again by the Redskins. I believe Alex Pringle also going after that ball.
Oberst had the right idea once again. Pringle just one half step behind it.
Ball knocked across the touch. 7:15 and counting. First half, 4-0 Coshocton. Gavin Albertson has the throw. Near side goes to Skyler Howe. And Obers works it down for the Knights. Into the offensive end. Rolls the pass. The midfield circle chased down by Jimmy Winger. Knocked away from him. Corralled by Matthias. Takes a bounce to the far side. Over there, Braden Swinehart for West Holmes. Knocked away by Laney. Rolls inside the box, but scooped up by Jordan Gerber.
Yeah, Coshocton's got the right idea. If they can just get past that last defender, those midfielders are doing a nice job teeing him up.
That kick off the foot of Underwood. Didn't get a strong leg on it. And grabbed by Gerber. He'll wing a pass back to the far side. Gets it over to Jimmy Winger. Winger passed the midfielder. Works it into the offensive end. Cut off by Herman. Intercepted by Garrett Oberst. Strong kick by Oberst near the net. Going to be knocked down by the Redskins. They'll scoop it up again.
Nice job by the keeper once again.
Six keeper saves by him, by my count. Seven shots a goal for the Knights, so they've gotten some chances. Ball knocked into the Coshocton offensive end. Long kick goes to the opposite side of the field and rolls across the goal line before Skyler Howe had a chance to track it down. So it'll be a goal kick for West Holmes, their eighth. 5.5 to go in the first half, but Coshocton has this 4-0 lead. Kicks it away by Porter this time. Goes to the far side. That'll bounce across that touch. We have throw in for Coshocton's Caden Canfield. Who's rolling right wing. Bylaw works it to the top of the box. Double team. Working against the Knights double team inside the box. Near the goal line. Spins around. That kick. Off the foot of Parker Loomis. Inside the box, deflected across the goal line, up the foot of Kaiden Porter. So it'll be a corner kick for Coshocton. This will be their third corner kick of the first half. Colton Matthias, the freshman, will trot over there to the far side corner. 4.5 to play. We're in the first half, 4-0 Redskins. They have a corner kick. Matthias, the kick.
4 minutes.
Sails from the net in a leaping grab by Jordan Gerber.
Yeah, Gerber did a nice job that time. He tracked that ball from the kick to the until he had it in his hands.
Pringle's kick now to Carson Barnhart. He'll knock it across the touchline. Redskins will have the throw. Albertson's throw down the near sideline. Offensively goes to Skyler Howe. Knocked away by Kynan Porter. Knocked down near midfield by Parker Loomis. Battling for it with Ramsire. Loomis gets a foot on that ball. Steals it. Loomis gets it over to Colton Matthias. Milo with it. His kick rolls inside the box in the leaping deflection knocked down by Jordan Gerber. He'll now pounce back on top of the ball.
Kept the ball inside. Didn't need another corner.
No other Coshocton shirt around him. He'll wing the pass back to the far end. Latooth gets to the foot of that ball, rolls it down the far sideline. And Herman gets to it defensively for the Redskins. But allows that ball to roll across the touch. And Coshocton will have the throw with 3:20 and counting first half.
Defender Logan Lana in for Coshocton.
Logan Laney checking in for Colton Matthias. Throwing in. Goes over to Underwood. Knocks it up in the air. Knocked backwards by Oberst. Now to Alex Pringle, Latouf left wing, rolls it inside the box, and it'll be scooped up by the Redskins. 2:50 and counting, first half. 4-0 Coshocton. Ball will be punted away. Takes a bounce, and a header by Oliver Hiller goes across the touch. The win for Coshocton. Austin Miller steps in front of that ball again near the corner. He'll knock it across the touch. Laney will now have this throw. They were to Loomis on that right wing. Bylaw with a kick. Bounces it near the goal, but scooped up by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber off of that bounce. He'll punt it away. Bounces it to the right side of that midfield circle. Leaping header by Gavin Alberson off the foot of Grayson Searles. Latouf tries to get foot on the ball, works it down to the far sideline. Latouf now has it, controls it to the West Holmes offensive end. Latouf inside the box, past the defense.
Yes!
Gets the pass off, the shot goes wide left by Alex Pringle. Great connection by Latouf to Pringle. Well, Pringle just a bit wide left on that shot.
Yep. I'm not sure that's his dominant foot, but he did the right thing. It was, you know, just inches from that side post.
Be the fifth goal kick for Kashatan. And just 1.5 to play in this first half. Herman with the kick. Couple bounces here. Knocked up in the air to the far side by West Holmes' Braden Swinehart. Back into the Kashatanale offensive end. Rolls to the top of the box. Gerber will scoop it up. Rolls a short throw to Kaiden Porter. He will lob his kick across midfield. Cut off by Alberson. Porter knocks it back down near the circle. Under a minute to play in the first half. Now Jimmy Wingard into the offensive end for the Knights. His kick bounces near the top of the box. Rolls in there near the net. Scooped up by the Redskins once again. Ramsire charging after that ball as well. 140 seconds to go in the half. Logan Laney breaks free for Kashatan offensively on the right wing. Laney with that kick. It'll go just a wide to the right and across the goal line past the outstretched hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber.
Gerber's definitely had a workout so far this first half.
He certainly has. It'll be the ninth goal kick now for West Holmes. 15 seconds in counting.
10, 9, 8, 7, Six,
Ivan Porter,
five,
the sophomore, with the kick.
Four, three,
knocked
two,
in.
One.
Some contact, no foul. And that'll close out the first half. After Laney went down, the halftime score, boys high school soccer from West Holmes. It's Kashatan 4 and West Holmes nothing. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Vibrant Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for August is Mexican Street Corn Pizza.
School's back. Fall is on the horizon, and the gift-giving season is just around the corner. Hi, this is Sue from the jewelry store in Millersburg, and we're excited to unveil our latest collections. Discover our stunning sterling silver necklaces and earrings, and don't miss out on our exclusive permanent bracelets. Make your wish list today and take advantage of our convenient layaway option, and be prepared to shine this season. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
Halftime score, boys high school soccer from West Holmes. It's Coshocton who has the 4-0 advantage over West Holmes. The first goal score, 37-16 to play in the first half. And then after that, it really was Cabe Bylaw who got it going here for Coshocton to kind of really add on to that. Who normally is the goalkeeper, but Bylaw, who is also one of the more athletic players on the team, not just the goalkeeper position, but also showing that he could do it on the offensive end as well, scoring three goals in that first half. He would score a goal at the 35-11 mark of the first half, at the 24-03 mark, and also the 19-04 mark in the first half. All goals scored by Cabe Bylaw. And Coshocton has a 4-0 halftime advantage. Take a look at the numbers here. West Holmes had 8 shots on goal. You might be surprised by that because they've had some chances, just have not been able to score. Give Grant Hartsock some credit for that, the Coshocton goalkeeper. Coshocton with 8 shots on goal. And then Coshocton with the 6 keeper saves. West Holmes with 3. West Holmes with 4 direct kicks. Coshocton with 2. Each team 2 indirect kicks. Well, 3 corner kicks by way of Coshocton. West Holmes has 2 corner kicks. And West Holmes has 9 goal kicks. Coshocton has 5. 4-0 Coshocton advantage. Look at those numbers, Scott. You might think this is a pretty evenly played game, and a lot of it is in some cases, but Coshocton got off to that great start, and they've been able to cash in on their goal opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, some of that for Coshocton is that they have noticed the defense of West Holmes. Some of those younger players that are playing in the defender positions, they're kind of creeping up. They're getting close to the midfield, and the Coshocton midfielders noticed that, kicking it over the top. And goal scorer, Cabe Bylaw, who is usually Coshocton's goalkeeper, very athletic. And once he gets past that last defender, it's just him and the goalkeeper. And he's actually taken a couple long-range shots. So, Coshocton's doing exactly what they need to do for two teams that come in with, you know, records of 0-5-1 and 1-4. You would expect it to be very evenly matched, and it is for the most part. But soccer is, it's an interesting sport in that, you know, a team that can come in, you know, when games are decided by 1-0 margins. Sometimes in this case, you know, it's one kick that you happen to take from 30 yards out. Just happens to get past the goalkeeper. So Coshocton doing a really good job. West Holmes has had its chances, though, And, you know, it's good to see them, albeit a young team with a little bit of experience mixed in. But West Holmes, again, maybe like Coshocton, a team on the rise, and they will, you know, continue to have games where they'll struggle for parts of a half, and other parts of a half they'll look like world beaters. So, so far, so, you know, it's been a very interesting and good contest for both teams.
Halftime score, it is Coshocton 40 and West Holmes nothing. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Check out this condo at 5573 North Ridge Drive in Millersburg. It looks like new with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kine, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kine Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kine, built on trust since 1911.
The Labor Day Big Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and now through September 10th, take advantage of manufacturer discounts on your favorite appliance brands, including General Electric, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. See the latest distinctive features of the GE Cafe line and get up to a $3,000 package rebate through the end of the year. Qualified buyers get 0% interest on your purchase through September 2025. So hurry into Millersburg Electric today during the Labor Day Big Sale or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
Different keeper.
Looks like Cade Bylaw, who scored all those goals in the first half. Now going to go back to the goalkeeper position here for the second half. That might be part of the strategy for Coshocton. They've got the lead now. They're going to put their best goalkeeper back at goalkeeper position to see if they can preserve this 4-0 lead. So we'll see how that plays out here into the second half here. But Gabe Bylaw, the guy that scored three goals in the first half, now the goalkeeper, it looks like, for the second half. So Scott pointed that out here. And, of course, again, part of that strategy here to be a little more, possibly more defensive-minded here in the second half of play.
Yeah, and, you know, it's it was give credit to Coshocton for noticing that. When you can put maybe your most athletic player out there and he can do some scoring, and then he gets to defend that 4-0 lead, you know, kudos to Coshocton and their coaching staff for being able to do that.
No question here. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have high school football coming away. West Holmes, their first home game of the year. Of course, playing host to Dover. Airtime, 6 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7 for tomorrow night. And on Saturday, we'll have high school volleyball. Video live stream coverage of high school volleyball on Saturday. It'll be the Battle of Holmes County. West Holmes at Highland. Airtime at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Play underway here for the second half of this boys' high school soccer contest. And a ball knocked away across the midfield line. Knocked down by Austin Miller, back near midfield to Garrett Oberst. West Holmes works it right to left offensively in the second half. Down 4-0. Latouf near the corner, tries to keep it in play, can't quite do so. As it rolls near that flag area, I think it went across the goal line, so that's going to be a goal kick for the Redskins. Cade Bylaw, the goalkeeper, will do the kicking. their sixth goal kick of the night. 4-0 advantage for Coshocton. By a wall of kick. Seals it high in the air. Knocked down by Oliver Miller. And rolls back to the far side. Chased down now by the whistle blown. Going after that ball, the Gavin Alberson with the push. The direct kick here for West Holmes, their fifth of the night. 4-0 the Redskins begin just into the second half. Again, a Coshocton team that got off that lead, but West Holmes had some chances in that first half of play. See what they can do to cash in possibly in the second half. Ball sent away on the kick into the West Holmes offensive end. Knocked down. Miller gets a foot on that ball, works it offensively. Knocked away from him by Coshocton defender Keenan Canfield, goes across the touch. And throw in for the Knights. And I'll re-throw it here on the throw by Miles Balash. But knocked promptly across the touch. It'll be off of Alex Pringle. Throw in by Logan Laney. Knocked up in the air by Hiller. Takes the bounce here. Leaping header by Grayson Searles. Knocked down by Caleb White. Stepped in front of by Balash. Gets a pass off to the far end. Now across the touch. Throw in here for West Holmes. Porter will have the throw. Short throw knocked down by Alberson. Battling for it. Oliver gets a foot of that ball. Ducks on the kick by Hiller, I should say, into the West Holmes offensive end. Chased down defensively by J.J. Herman for the Redskins. Knocks it back to his goalkeeper and Cade Bylaw. Back to Herman. Herman gets a pass off. Now to Logan Laney. Laney's pass over to Colton Mathias. Stolen away by Jimmy Wingard, however, for the Knights. Has an offensive winger near the top of the box. Here's Latouf for the shot. Going to be knocked down by Bylaw, who corrals it. From that shot on goal by Sammy Latouf. Coshocton combined their seventh keeper save. Eight shots on goal for the Knights, but still scoreless. Bylaw wings the pass to the near sideline. Knocked down by Carson Barnhart. Centering pass going to be intercepted by Searles. Now corralled by Coshocton's Grant Hartsock, who played goalkeeper in the first half. Stolen away by Oliver Hiller. Rolls it back to the far sideline. Big too strong on that for kick. And it'll be a throw-in now for Coshocton.
West Holmes doing a little better job in the midfield. I think that's partly due to the fact that Bylaw is now in the goal.
Oberst has it near the top of the box. Gets the pass off to Latouf. Latouf works it in close, deflected away. Kick by Wingard. That kick goes a bit wide to the left. And across the goal line. So it'll be a goal kick for Coshocton. But if you're West Holmes, you're wanting to see if you can possibly take advantage of that here in the second half. But again, as we talked about, Bylaw also a very good goalkeeper as well. He'll line up this kick. Seventh goal kick tonight for the Redskins. Knocks it up in the air. Knocked down by Parker Loomis back into the side of the circle. Takes a bounce. Loomis will corral it. Short kick knocked down by Porter inside the circle. Mathias gets to it. Gets his pass off over to Peyton Underwood. Underwood's kick right past Searles. And stolen away now by the Knights. Balash will have it. Lash's kick goes to Pringle. Lumps into the hands of leaping goalkeeper Cade Bylaw, who corrals it again.
Pringle got on the end of that pass, but just not quite enough to get over the top of Bylaw's head.
Ball bounces near the midfield line. Here's the kick by Skylar Howe. Corralled by Alberson. Double team. Neck to Howe high on the left side. His kick near the top of the box. Knocked the other direction. Back near the midfield line. Austin Miller with that kick to Latouf. Knocked up in the air by Herman. Goes over the head of Carson Barnhart. Header by Miller. Next header by Parker Loomis again. Now to the near side near midfield and tracked down by Jimmy Wingard. West Holmes has it offensively. Here's Wingard who controls it. Wingard near the top of the box. His kick Knocked over the air by Searles. Taken backwards by Herman. Over to Mathias inside the circle. Has it stolen away by Caleb White. Back to Mathias. Goes near side with the pass over to Grant Hartsock. Cut off by Wingard. Wingard team inside the circle. Misek knocked down by Searles. On the foot of Mathias. He'll pound into the Coshocton offensive end. And there to meet it, goalkeeper Jordan Gerber at the top of the box. He'll put it high in the air, sailing inside the circle. Knocked down. At the foot of Malash, who works it offensively for West Holmes. Malash now on the right wing. Inside the box. His pass can be cut off inside there by Caden Canfield. Over to Logan Laney, who knocks it across the touch. It's a good defender play by the Redskins. West Holmes looks like he might have a chance to have an attack there. Garrett Oberst will have this throw. Under 34 minutes to play in the second half. The throw in near the top of the box. Strong kick goes sailing over the goalpost. So the kick by Alex Pringle. And a goal kick now for Coshocton. Their eighth of the night. Again, we're in the second half. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com tonight. Kay Bylaw has the kick. Header by Loomis, knocked down by Mathias. Lobs it up in the air. Header by Hartsock, back to Parker Loomis. Knocks it high in the air for Coshocton offensively. Takes the bounce. Jordan Gerber right there to corral it, though, for the Knights. Short pass, rolls it near side. Over to Barnhart, down to Jimmy Wingard. Wingard will back it up. His kick. Hear that midfield circle to Malash, to Miller, back to Malash. It's a pass off near midfield, cut off, sent back the other way by the Redskins. He is sent away on the kick by Jordan Gerber, back inside the circle off the foot of Parker Loomis. Gerber tries to get to it once again, comes outside of the box, rolls near the touch, and finally goes across the goal line, I do believe. I don't think I see him across the touch of the goal line. I think it'll be a goal kick for West Holmes. This will be their 10th goal kick tonight. 32 minutes to play. We're in the second half. 4-0 Coshocton. Nobody scored so far in the second half. Low lining kick off the foot of Wingren. Inside the circle goes to Alex Pringle. Off the foot of Caden Canfield to the far side. That'll go across the touch, and West Holmes should have this throw. Short throw to Miller. Knocks it to midfield. Cut off again by Canfield across the touch. Again, West Holmes will throw it in just about 5 yards away from that midfield line. Long throw near sideline. No blue shirts around it. And Canfield knocks it back to his goalkeeper and Cade Bylaw. Back to Canfield defensively. Lobs it up in the air. Knocked down by Miller. Ricochets near the top of the box. Herman there to intercept. He has it for the Redskins. Knocked away by Loomis at midfield. Knocked down on the kick by Skyler Howell. Pounds it high in the air into the Redskins' offensive end. There to get to it now is Barnhart with a leaping header. Ball bounces inside the box and chased down off the scoop by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Gerber punts it away. Inside the circle, knocked down by Searles. They pushed off to do it, though. It'll be a direct kick for West Holmes there, sixth. Kick by Garrett Obers. Near the top of the box to Latouf. Over to Pringle, back to Latouf. Left wing back to Wingard. Jimmy Wingard inside the box. Has it stolen away by Hartsock. Hartsock near side. Latouf steps in front of the ball. Rolls it into the top of the box. Sent away on the kick near side. Bounces it at midfield line. Chased down on the kick. Off the West Holmes is Austin Miller and across the touch. So Coshocton's going to have this throw-in. Alberson will give way to his teammate with under 30 minutes to play. 4-0 Coshocton. Hartsock will have this throw. Lobs it near side to Mathias. And I believe we'll have to rethrow it here. Now we're ready to go. That went knocked down by Wingard. Over to Sammy Latouf. Now Oberst has it offensively. He'll back it up. Adam Miller. Back to Oberst. Oberst works it offensively. Centering pass goes to Wingard. That pass can be knocked down by Coshocton near side, back near the circle. Tracked down by Skyler Howe. Howe works it ahead of the midfield circle. Gets a pass over to Logan Laney, knocked away. Ricochets high in the air by Loomis. Mouses inside the box, but grabbed by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Gerber, low lining kick, takes a bounce here. Where it'll be knocked down by Wingard. Matthias gets a foot on that ball, down to Miller. His pass rolls near side. Oliver Miller with that pass goes across the touch. And now Coshocton's going to have it. And a throw in for the Redskins. Peyton Underwood over to Colton Matthias. Trip going to be called, though, against the Knights, I do believe, as Matthias went down. It'll be the third direct kick for Coshocton now tonight. About 5 yards ahead into the Coshocton offensive end. 28 minutes to go, 4-0 Redskins. Colton Matthias with the kick to the top of the box, knocked down by Oliver Miller. Sent the other way by Canfield. Knocked down by Porter, knocked high in the air by Hartsock. Mouses to the far side quarter. Skyler Howell gets to it. Off the foot now, the kick to the far end. Logan Laney will step in front of that ball. Battling for it, right past Porter. Howell with that kick, the shot on goal, knocked down by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber for the save. Oh, short kick over to Latouf. Works it near side, back on the kick over to his teammate, Keila White, back to Latouf. Now back to goalkeeper and Jordan Gerber, who scoops it up. Gerber punts it away. Over to Pringle inside the circle. Pringle near side of the kick over to Latouf. Tries to keep it in play. Can't quite do so. Can't quite get a foot on that ball. Keep it down the near sideline. So throw in now for the Redskins. Throw in by Underwood. Goes over to Colton Matthias. Chased down Austin Miller defensively. Knocks it across the touch. And again, Parker Loomis going to have this throw in for the Redskins midway into their offensive end. Knocked down by Hartsock, right wing. Oliver Miller to step in front of that ball. Ricochets a couple of times with a kick by Miller to Logan Laney and across the touch. Off of Laney's leg, I do believe. And Westholz is going to have this throw on their defensive end. Right near the near side flag. Get a throw in and knocked across the touch. It'll be off of West Holm. So it'll be a Coshocton actually going to have this throw in. Logan Laney with 26 minutes to play. Laney throws it in. Off the foot of Wingard. Laney with the kick near the top of the box. Searles knocks it high in the air and corralled by Jordan Gerber and almost crossed the line.
Yeah, the goal line, but he was able to throw it out in front of him.
Wherewithal there at the last second to do that on that little lob kick by Searles. So he'll get the keeper saved as Jordan Gerber. Keeps it 4-0. Now Coshocton back on the attack. Inside the box. Skyler Howe had it. Diving grab by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Good job by him to roll in there and to take that ball away. He'll punt it away. Strong kick on the other end. J.J. Herman gets to it defensively for the Redskins. Working against Pringle. Pringle steals it away. Against the double team, Pringle has it near the goal line. That cross to Latouf goes right past him. Back to the near side to Oberst. Down to Latouf high on the left side. Latouf gets a pass off the near side to Barnhart. Back over to Oberst high on the left. Long kick by Oberst. Goes sailing wide right in across the goal line. Trying to connect for a hard-charging Alex Pringle.
That's another good attack by West Holmes. Just couldn't quite get enough players in support up near the 18-yard box.
So Cade Bylaw will have the goal kick. as we near the 24-20 mark in this second half. 4-0 Redskins. Yeah, the kick by Bylo sails it up in the air. In the side of the circle, takes a bounce. Off the foot of Austin Miller. Now to Kaiden Porter. Grabbed by Mathias now for the Redskins. Had it. Some contact. No foul. Stolen away by Oliver Miller now. Miller had it. Now taken away. At the foot of Porter. Pounds it the other direction. Bennett goes across the touch, and it'll be a throw-in for the Redskins. Back right alongside Scott Miller. Again, Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Ball thrown in goes to Colton Mathias. Cut off by Malash. Now Oberst, lob kick goes to Latouf on the left wing offensively. Pass to the defender, Latouf with a shot goes wide right. And finds the right corner of that. That'll be Sammy Latouf. And that'll get West Holmes on the board. Latouf with 23-15 to play in the second half. And West Holmes, he's had their chances. We talked about that, Scott, and they finally cash in.
Yeah, and Sammy Latouf finally got a foot on that cross from his teammate and put it right in the place where he needed to go in order to get it past Bylaw.
So West Holmes on the board, down 4-1. There's still a lot of time in this one, 23-15 to go, and West Holmes hoping they can maybe kind of break things going here for this offense and try to get a couple more here in the net. See what happens here as play resumes. Colt Mathias with the kick, now a 4-1 game. Coshocton with the lead on that goal by Latouf for the Knights. Latouf has it again. He'll steal it away. Goes across that touch. There's the throw. Underwood with the throw in. Goes to J.J. Herman. Herman weaves through the West Holmes defenders. It'll be a whistle blown. It'll be push on the Knights. Coshocton's going to have this direct kick there fourth. Kay Bylaw is going to have this kick. Like Rams are going to check out for West Holmes.
Porter steps back on the field for the Knights.
Kick by Bylaw sails high in the air. Knocked down near side. Jimmy Winger will get a foot on that ball. Winger works it across midfield. Pass goes to Latouf. Latouf, left wing back over to Alex Pringle. Take it away now back to Logan Laney. Laney double team, deflected away from him. Now he'll lob it across midfield. Goes to Hartsock. Set the other way by Austin Miller. Knocked high in the air by Laney near sideline. Takes a bounce. Header by Hartsock. Cut off by Logan Laney. Rolls near the top of the box. Set back the other way by Austin Miller. Knocked down by Latouf. Cut off by Underwood. Near side back to Sammy Latouf for West Holmes. Latouf into the offensive end. Back to Jimmy Wingard. Wingard works it. His long kick who's bouncing inside the box and scooped up easily by Cade Bylaw.
Didn't quite have the angle on that pass into Latouf.
Not able to make that connection, so punt it away. Inside the circle, off the foot now of Austin Miller to Hartsock. Miller gets the foot on the ball again. Goes to your side with it across the touch, and a throw in for the Redskins once again. 21 minutes to play. We're in the second half. Coshocton has a 4-1 lead. The lone goal scored here in the second half by West Holmes and Sammy Latouf.
Looks like Jackson Malafarina for Coshocton came in, and Ramsire for West Holmes came back in the game on this quick break.
Here's the throw. Header. Off the leg of Parker Loomis. Chased down by Logan Laney. Back inside the circle. Knocked up in the air, takes a bounce far side. And finally across the touch, a little too strong on the kick. Rams are going after that ball. Redskins will have the throw. Nearing the midway point of the second half, 4-1 Coshocton lead. That throw in to Parker Loomis. And we have a throw in instead for West Holmes, it looks like. Melash with the throw to Oberst, back to Melash. Knocked away by Parker Loomis. He'll knock it about that same spot. We'll have to throw it again for the Knights. Goes to Oberst, lobs it up in the air near the top of the box. Hermit gets a foot on that ball. Knocks it far side. And right past Skyler Howell and across the touch. 19-20 in counting. Rams are going after it to the far side corner. Trying to get a foot on that ball. Finally rolls across the goal line. And Coshocton able to shield him away from the ball. That's going to be a goal kick for the Redskins. This will be their 10th, their 5th of the second half. 4-1 Coshocton. Cade Bylaw has this kick. Bylaw again had 3 of those 4 goals for Coshocton in the first half, but playing goalkeeper in the second half. And the kick by Bylaw seals it up in the air. Knocked down by Oliver Hiller to the far end. That'll be across the touch. Here's the throw-in, knocked down. Oberst with the pass. Goes to Jimmy Wingard. Wingard works it offensively. Get the pass over to Oberst. Oberst spins around against the Coshocton defender. Gets a pass off now high of the right. Back to Melash. Cut off by Skyler Howell across the touch. And now West Holmes has this throw.
Let's go, Melash!
They have it on their offensive end. Oberst will have the throw. Throw it inside the box. Knocked down. Wingard here to meet it. Spins around. Long kick to the net. In the hands of goalkeeper Cade Bylaw. Good lob kick, but Bylaw there to get him. Walk into the Coshocton offensive end. Takes a couple bounces here. Jordan Winger will get a foot on that ball. I should say a hand on the ball. He'll corral it. On that right wing area of the box. Short throw. And the kick sent back near midfield by Winger. Knocked down. Off the foot of Caleb White. Takes a bounce. Latouf was there to meet it, but it went across the touch as he got to that ball. So Coshocton's going to have this throw-in with 17 minutes to play. Redskins have a 3-goal lead. Herman lobs it in. He was near side, knocked down. Wingard with the ball. Gets it over to Swinehart. Knocked away across that touch. And again, the Knights will throw it in. They threw it, knocked down. Knocked away by Wingard. Off the foot of Herman. Kind of miskicked it. It'll be across the touch. So West Holmes going to have it on their offensive end. About 5 yards into the offensive side. Ball thrown in by Oberst left wing. Goes to Latouf. Rolls near the goal line. And it'll be scooped up on the other side of the field by Cade Bylaw. Latouf came up limping a little bit at the end of that play. By Lowell with the kick. Seals it back near midfield. Knocked down by Winger. Stepped in front of on the kick by Austin Miller. Now to Jimmy Winger. Cut off by Herman. Off the foot of Oberst. Works it inside the box. Back to Latouf. Latouf with that shot goes high and wide to the left.
West Holmes getting a little bit of offense generated here on those missed kicks by the Redskins.
So this will be the 11th goal kick by Coshocton tonight. Again, 6 of those have come in the second half to indicate that it has been more on the West Holmes offensive side. 15 and a half to go. 4-1 Coshocton. Again, all 4 goals for Coshocton coming in that first half.
It has to be in the little box.
Here's the kick by Bylaw. Inside the circle, knocked down by Oliver Hiller. Knocked back to the far sideline on the kick by Jet Ehrenhold. And finally rolls across that touchline. Howell will have this throw.
Substitutions entering the game for West Holmes and for Coshocton.
Like a two-full check out. Checking in, Travis Jamison, senior for West Holmes. 14-40 to play. Thrown in to Logan Laney. Laney's kick, deflected. Austin Miller with the foot of that ball. Now, Malash rolls it across the touch. Throw in for the Redskins. It'll be against Skyler Howell. And checking in for Coshocton going to be Hunter Kaiser. 14-15 and counting in the second half. So in goes to Laney. Ricochets near the corner. And finally across the touch right at that flag. It'll be off of Laney, so West Holmes going to have this throw on their defensive end. Ball knocked away, goes across the goal line. And that's going to be off of Coshocton. And West Holmes somehow needs to get this on their offensive side. This will be their 11th goal kick tonight.
Jacob Van Alstyne comes in for Coshocton.
Jimmy Wingard has this goal kick. Sails it up in the air. Knocked down by Hiller to the far end. To Ramsire. Caleb White gets after that ball. It's a pass off. Malash. Bounces it near midfield. Being knocked down by Coshocton's Jet Ehrenholt, but across the touch. 13 minutes to play. Coshocton's going to have the throw. Ball thrown in. Knocked down by Alex Pringle across the touch. Again, Redskins will have it further into their offensive end. Short throw to Albertson. He's double-teamed. Gets away from him. Now Hiller has it for West Holmes across midfield. Works it down that far sideline. On the right wing. That cross to the top of the box. Some contact. The shot going to be by Oberst, deflected as it goes sailing over the goalpost. But I believe it was deflected by Bylaw.
Yeah, Bylaw, good save on that one.
Another shot and goal for the Knights. Bylaw with the keeper save. And West Holmes going to have their third corner kick now tonight. Garrett Oberst will have this kick from the far side of the field. 12 minutes to play. That kick. A leaping header by Parker Loomis, who knocks it in the direction. It'll be across the goal line again. And it'll be another corner kick from the same spot. I see if they can get into the net here from this corner kick position here with 11-40 in counting.
Be an in-swinging corner kick
that
for
kick.
The Knights.
Knocked down. Deflected out of by Bylaw. Kicked by Oberst again. Knocked away by Herman. Oberst on the right wing. Even through the defense, knocked away by Herman to the far side. Oberst steals it back away. It's a pass off. Down to Malash, back to Oberst. Long kick by Oberst. Going to be batted away by Bylaw. Deflected it off of Alex Pringle. Ricochets out to the far sideline. Herman had it. Oberst with a long kick again near the net. Into the hands of goalkeeper, Keith Bylaw. Bylaw making the plays, as we've seen throughout the night. West Holmes a 14 shots on goal tonight, but then the one goal to show for it. Ball rolls to the opposite side of the field and goes across the goal line. This will be a goal kick for West Holmes. Their 12th. Short kick. Now rolls down the far side. The Garrett Oberst, 10.5 to play, 4-1 Coshocton. That pass cut off, back inside the circle. Kick by Canfield, pounds into the Coshocton offensive end. Jordan Gerber there, skews it up, scoop it up near the top of the box. Short punt goes over to Jimmy Winger. Down to the West Holes offensive end. That pass by Swihart goes left wing.
Game time.
Shown away by Herman. Down deflected across the touch. Throw in by Coshocton here and J.J. Herman with 9:47 to go. Back right alongside Scott Miller as we go into the final 10 minutes of this second half. Hartsock checking back in for Canfield for the Redskins. Gabe Bilo will send a kick across midfield, knocked down by Caleb White. Kept in play by Jimmy Winger for the Knights. Stolen away by Hunter Kaiser. White gets in front of the ball. Kaiser gets past him. Kaiser with the kick. Goes wide left. Nobody else there for Coshocton and rolls across the goal line. So Gerber trying to be aggressive there on the play defensively, but a bit wide left on that kick by Kaiser.
Yeah, his defender missed the ball on that first touch, and it kind of put the keeper for West Holmes in a little bit of a quandary. Do I come out? Do I stay at home? And almost ended with a Coshocton goal.
It's got a little bit of a break that time for sure. Ball be rules near that midfield line area. Herman got a front of that ball with the pass over to Gavin Almerson. Back to Herman. And now to Porter. Kaiden Porter with that kick at midfield, knocked down by Jet Aaronhall. Down to the far side, finally across the touch right at midfield. 8:20 to play, 4-1. Coshocton has the lead.
Miles Miser comes in, number 17 for Coshocton.
Throw it in.
A West Holmes throw.
Get to re-throw that, I believe, or no?
It looks like...
You call that a handball?
Yeah, Milosh picked it up on the field of play.
I don't think he was ready for it, and then that's what happened. So Coshocton will have this indirect kick. Parker Loomis lobs it up in the air near the top of the box. Takes a bounce into the hands of Jordan Gerber. Alberson was going after it as well, but Gerber got to it first. Wings the pass near side. Here's Jimmy Wingard into the offensive end. Wingard races it near the top of the box. Still has it, Wingard. Has it stepped in front of by J.J. Herman. Long kick goes sailing over the goalpost on the kick that time for the Knights.
And tomorrow night, that would be perfect for
yes.
Mr. Pringle, but not so much.
Not tonight.
On the soccer field.
Pringle, of course, the kicker as well for West Holmes. Doing a good job in that department for sure. Game by law with the kick. Deals a bit near the midfield circle, knocked down. There's going to be a handball on Porter going after it. Indirect kick now for Coshocton. This will be their fourth. Place it inside the circle here, Parker Loomis. 6:45 to go. Loomis with that kick. Over to Herman. Knocks it down, now right wing. Here's Hunter Kaiser. Kaiser lobs it up in the air, off the hands of Gerber, who can't quite corral. Probably could just let that one go.
Yep.
Instead, it's going to be a corner kick for the Redskins.
See if Coshocton can do something on a set play.
Their fourth corner kick tonight. Each team has four corner kicks.
West Holmes having so many in the box right now. I'd say if you're Coshocton, just run up there and see if you can get ahead on it.
Herman has the kick. Low grounding kick to the top box. Kick by Parker Loomis into the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Well, they made the connection. But Gerber right there to corral it. Six keeper save. Now back near midfield. Latouf has it offensively back in there after going out earlier. I think he hobbled a little bit with that ankle, but now it looks like he's feeling good as we get play back away on the kick across that touch. 5.5 to go. They went knocked down by Oberst. Pringle steps in front of that ball. His pass back to Oberst, give and go near the goal line, and there's the whistle on the offsides call. So Coshocton will have this free kick instead. As we near the 5-minute mark of this one, 4-1 lead in favor of Coshocton.
Can't tell which
of the West Holmes players was a little bit offside. It might have been by a step and a half.
5 minutes till the end of the game.
Loomis's kick knocked down. There's the header by Porter. Off the foot now, the kick by Hartsock inside the circle. Jimmy Winger gets a foot on that ball. Takes a bounce over the head of Porter. Header by Hartsock. Off his leg, Pringle will still back away. Pringle has it for West Holmes. Keelan White steps in front of it, now stolen away. Herman goes crashing after it. There's a whistle going to be blown. And it'll be a direct kick for Coshocton, their fifth. One goal scored in the second half. That was by Samuel Latouf, but Knights still trail it 4-1. Parker Loomis has this kick. Mitchell going to reposition here. The three West Holmes defenders kind of forming that wall. They get four of them just outside the box. Loomis will have the direct kick. Lobs it in the air near the net. Going to be into the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Went right for it, but Gerber was right there to corral it. Back to the opposite end, knocked high in the air by Bylaw. Sails it up in the air, knocked down. Off the foot of Jimmy Wingard, back to Alex Pringle. Down to Wingard, off the foot of Albertson, seals it near sideline. Hunter Kaiser tracks it back down. Kaiser double-teamed to the right wing. Knocked away from him, however, by West Holmes' Brandon Swihart. Good job defensively, but he'll knock it across the goal line. It'll be a corner kick for the Redskins again with 3 minutes to go. Their fifth quarter kick tonight. J.J. Herman again will have the kick from that near side of the field. Latouf will check back out for West Holmes. In there for the Knights is Marley Iris Bamford. Herman with the kick. Knocked down inside the box. That kick goes wide right. Off the ricochet, off the foot of Jackson Malfarina, the sophomore. And it will be a goal kick for the Knights. Goal kick number 14. Jimmy Winger near side. Deflected across the touchline off the foot of Winger. What's off of Hunter Kaiser, off of Winger. Kaiser has the throw to Herman. Off the leg of Kaiser near side. Herman got a foot on that ball near the goal line. Herman dances around. Double team knocked across that goal line off of West Holmes. So another corner kick for J.J. Herman. It'll be the sixth now of the night for Coshocton.
2 minutes. 2 minutes till the end of the game.
Final 2 minutes here. 4-1 Coshocton. And the kick. Knocked down by Kaiser. And they'll get it out of there. One of the Knights on that kick knocked down near sideline. Ramsire had a foot on it. Now into the offensive end. Caleb White. Sliding kick by Matthias. Knocks it across the touch. 1.5 to go. Going in, knocked down. Matthias gets a foot on that ball. Works it the other way. Centering pass. Finds Underwood. Underwood, top of the box. Goes down. Some contact and whistle blown. Was the outside of the box, though. 108 and counting. Officials going to mark in that spot just outside the box. So it'll be a direct kick here. 6-4 Coshocton tonight. Of course, under a minute to play. And this one, and Coshocton has that 3-goal lead already. Matthias has the kick. Sails into that. Going to be in the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Winger. Jordan Gerber, excuse me, got that. He'll punt it away. Back inside the circle. Knocked down here by Coshocton's Jacob Van Alstein. Back to the far end.
West Holmes with the kick inside the box and scooped up by Cade Bylaw. 20 seconds to go in this one. As Coshocton going to secure their first victory of the season.
10, 9, 8,
final 8
7,
seconds in this one.
6, 5, 4, 3,
and that 2, will do it.
1.
Coshocton indeed wins it by the final score tonight. 4-1 over West Holmes. Coshocton, their first win of the year. They're going to run to 5-1. West Holmes dropping the record to 1-5. Again, the final score, Coshocton 4. And West Holmes 1. Back to recap this game for you after this on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Summertime is here, and so is your ultimate truck connection. Hi, this is Deke Miller from Village Motors in Millersburg, where we bring you the best deals on Ford F-150 and Ram trucks. But that's not all. Village Motors is also your commercial vehicle headquarters. Need a ProMaster van for your business? We've got you covered. Looking for a cab and chassis or a commercial truck? We've got those too. At Village Motors, we understand that your business needs the right tools to thrive. That's why we offer a wide range of commercial vehicles to suit your specific needs. Stop by and see us on Worcester Road in Millersburg or on the web at villagemotorsinc.com.
It is the final of boys high school soccer from West Holmes. Coshocton picking up their first victory of the year tonight as they went 4-1 over West Holmes. Taking a look at the scoring for the game, Coshocton got the first goal in the net with 37-16 to play in the first half. That was followed up by three more goals in the first half, all by Cade Bylaw, who normally plays the goalkeeper position. He played offensively at the forward position in the first half, and it paid off as Cade Bylaw, a goal with 35-11 to play in the first half. He'd also score a goal at the 24-03 mark, and a goal by Cade Bylaw coming at the 19-04 mark, and three goals for the hat-trick for Bylaw in the first half that Coshocton had. A 4-0 halftime lead. One goal scored the entire second half was by West Holmes. That was Sammy Latou. A goal came at 23-15 to play to make it a 4-1 ball game. That would be all West Holmes could muster. And Coshocton gets the win 4-1. Wasn't for a lack of effort, though, really, from either side, as West Holmes had a lot of chances. 14 shots, a goal for West Holmes tonight, despite just the one goal that they cashed in. Well, for Coshocton, they had 13 shots on goal. West Holmes had 8 keeper saves. Coshocton finished up with 12. And, of course, Green Hartsock, the goalkeeper of the first half, and Gabe Bylaw, goalkeeper of the second half for the Redskins, and for West Holmes, rather, Jordan Gerber, the goalkeeper, of course, for the Knights. Each team had 6 direct kicks tonight, while Coshocton had 5 indirect kicks. West Holmes had 2. And 6 corner kicks for the Redskins, but West Holmes also had 4 corner kicks on the night. West Holmes had 14 goal kicks, while Coshocton had 11. Again, the final, Coshocton wins it by the score of 4-1. Matt Coy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. And we've talked about it, a lot of those numbers very even as far as the game is concerned. But Coshocton very much more offensive-minded in the first half, especially Cade Bylaw kind of leading the charge in the first half. And that was kind of the difference, you know, to get that early lead.
Yeah, him from that attacking midfielder position there in the first half was an ideal strategy by Coshocton. And then they kind of put it in his hands, even though he did get beaten on that Sammy Latouf goal, but it was him diving, and it was just outside of his outstretched arms. So he would have liked to have left tonight with 3 goals and also a clean sheet, but in this case, West Holmes, give them credit. They continue to improve from game to game, and tonight is no exception. They did a nice job both in the first half and in that second half. They continued to move the ball forward, and they had some good attacks, especially midway through that second half.
No doubt about that here for West Holes. Do you feel some positives, as you talked about there? Obviously, you want to be able to cash in on those goals. That's the hardest thing to do in soccer, of course. But, again, do you feel like positives in the fact that you had those opportunities here, and it's something you can build on here going forward?
Yeah, and, you know, they play such a tough schedule, West Holmes being in the OCC. No discredit to Coshocton, but, you know, West Holmes, it was nice for them to be in a, even – being there down 4-0 at the half, but I think that they are learning a great deal. I think they probably learned a great deal more tonight than in some of their 12, 13 goal shellackings that they've taken earlier this season. But again, they're a young team, and you know, you can see some promise down in the middle school program, and so it was a good effort, and I think Coach Wingard will take a great deal away from tonight's contest with the Redskins.
So Coshocton gets the 4-1 victory. They improve the 1-5-1. Their next game will be coming up on Monday. I have the home game against Bishop Rosecrans. West Holmes with the loss drops to 1-5. They've lost two straight, but their next game will be a Saturday game on the road against Union Local. And for us, we'll have a doubleheader of soccer next Tuesday. Boys soccer with Tuskegee Valley and Highland, and then girls soccer after that, Tuskegee Valley and Highland. You can check out that or our entire broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com. And click on the on-air tab. Reminder, tomorrow night, high school football. We'll be video live streaming that on the WKLM YouTube page. It'll also be on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. West Holmes, of course, their first home game of the year in Knight Stadium. And so play host, of course, in that contest for tomorrow night. Airtime will be at 6 p.m. Kickoff at 7 o'clock as West Holmes will take on Dover in that game. And wrap things up for us here from West Hole. Special thanks to Scott Mallory and to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm Matt Coy. The final score in boys high school soccer for West Holmes tonight, it was Coshocton 4 and West Holmes 1. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.